I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's go, baby. Dude, I'm hyped, dude.
Because?
You know, all right. Well,
I am too,
all,
but why
this
you?
This is why I'm hyped. Yeah. Okay. You know, have you ever seen any of my, like, well, obviously you see them because you cut them. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of my, like, the clips and my eyes look kind of glassy?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I have.
All right. And people comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know why.
Okay.
Every Tuesday morning at 8:30, I go see my therapist.
Yeah.
And I come in off from that.
So you go cry for an hour.
Yeah. And then I come in. Everybody's like, dude, what is this guy on? Have you ever seen those comments?
Yes.
You're like, dude, what is this guy on?
Yeah. I've seen people be like, what drugs does John do right before they shoot?
You
like,
know what I'm on? This? Life. Yeah. Dude, that's what I'm on. I got all my issues worked out.
I don't need drugs to have fun.
No. It's just, I like cry about some things, but like, it's all in a good way.
Yeah.
They're like, is that guy crying? You always think it's bad.
That's so funny.
Nah, it's good. I just come in loosened up.
I love it.
You know what I'm high on? Life, bro. We talked about how, like we went to, oh, by the way, let's say November 3rd,
mm-hmm.
November 3rd, baby, the year of the Lord, 2022,
yes.
It's done, whatever Halloween's done.
It's over.
And, we're going into the holidays.
Just immediately cue up Mariah Carey.
Have you seen that meme about she's thawing out.
Yeah.
And they're just like about to crack her open. And
she's just lurking.
Yeah. Wait, let me finish this one thought.
Go.
Okay. So in therapy, I go, like, I was in church on Sunday and I was with my girlfriend, and they do this. It was like a white church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which most of the Nashville churches that I've been to are very, and it's all white people. Like, the guy that does the announcements is a black guy.
Okay.
So like the guy that comes up and reads the scripture for the day is like a black guy.
Yep.
White churches in America are obsessed with diversity.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be diverse so bad.
Very true.
Right?
Yep.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And so then I go, so I lean over to my girlfriend. I go, oh, here we go. Typical black. And I've made jokes about this in my stand-up show all the time. And sometimes we have like black people up the front of my show. I go, let's go. I go, this is just like a white church. We put the minorities up front. Like, nice. I make jokes about it.
Yeah.
And then the pastor started off his sermon, just like Joel Osteen does. He starts off with typically a joke or like something fun and like loose to like get into the sermon. And he told a story about his kid's football game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, here we go, typical pastor starting off. And what I realized, and this applies to this podcast, is like, and that guy, they go, ugh, to everything in life, and that's what we do on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, to everything.
Yep.
And I said, I'm having a trouble. I talked to my therapist. I'm having trouble because this way of looking at life, every dollar I've ever earned is because of that.
Mm.
But it hurts me.
Right.
I would like to go to a church.
Like it takes away from experiences for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
In my personal life.
Yeah.
But every, me being a guy.
Yeah.
Every dollar I have, the car I have, the house I have, is from him.
Yeah.
So, but
it's like a less extreme. Yeah. It's like a less extreme version of like the kid who gets famous on YouTube for like eating gross stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff makes him all the money.
Yeah.
But it hurts him.
It also kills him.
Right.
Yeah. We've talked about that before with comedians on here. They're like, these guys are mentally ill.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're trying to like balance that out?
Well, what I'm saying, I'm going to film my podcast in 10 minutes and I have to be him. I don't have to be him, but I go, it's when we say this, look at this guy, just attention seeking or protesting. But he goes, I go, I feel like everywhere I go, I have this sliding ruler and I'm trying to put everybody, what percent authentic is this?
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
Like this guy, zero, like the guy, like the guy that's like a faith healer that like hits people with his jacket, they fall over. Like I would put zero.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mother Teresa, 100.
Yeah.
But that guy's not zero, and Mother Teresa's not 100.
Right.
They're all in there somewhere.
They just appear zero and 100.
So Mother Teresa, you'd be like, I'm going to go do what did she do? Like, let's say she did a food pantry or something. She's like, yeah, this is also like pretty good for my brand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She's like, oh, this is also like kind of pretty good for my, like, hey, get the news. Like, can you like,
yeah.
I mean, if the news came out, I wouldn't hate that.
This is a good look for me.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So Mother Teresa, you're like, she's 100. Mm-hmm. And like this guy, I'm trying to like whoever, whatever politician is not on your side mm-hmm. is zero. Mm-hmm. He's zero. He or she is zero. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, like COVID masks, they're trying to like garner controls. I go, I don't think they're probably less on the scale
yeah.
of sincerity. But like, but anyway, back to all those people, we just like, we crush them for protesting.
Yeah.
You're like, they probably care about the environment.
I'm sure.
We're just trying to figure out where, and they're getting too much on the scale.
Right.
And we're just trying to
right.
notch them back a little.
Yeah.
Just forgive your parents or whatever.
Yep.
But those people, what I'm saying is everyone we just come in and crush, they do probably care.
And I think that's like, that's why this is called net positive.
Yeah.
Is like, it's a nod to, yeah, there's still a person in there though. Like on yep. the surface, we can analyze it at surface level and whatever,
we
and have fun with
it
and all that. Yeah. But I think as long as we always come back to, yeah, but
on
also like on the net.
Yeah. And he said,
you're out there trying to do your thing. Get
yeah.
It. Cool.
And it, so, but this podcast is yep. like, we just want to make jokes, entertain people. People all the time, they're like, hey, this podcast helps me through my day. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till Thursdays because I love listening. Like, true.
Yeah.
But also, we would like to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everybody.
And so at this point, we're going to pass the plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so there's a little button
yeah.
Down at the click to sponsor our Patreon. Or, yeah. We don't have any ads so far.
Now, yeah, we're holding out.
We're just here for the love of the game.
We're holding out.
But
baby.
we could also say, you know, we don't want to get ads because we just want to give the content directly to the people just because we don't have ads.
Yeah.
you're trying to get them.
Yeah. We'll be the very self-righteous. No. Yeah. We just want to keep this pure for the fans until that check hits. And then
we're like, hey, you know what? We made a move. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're excited to take you with us into this next chapter where we make boatloads of money.
They're like, wait, what?
What happened to integrity and honesty?
I thought, what happened to that whole game you were playing earlier?
Yeah.
Well, the
that's like hilarious. It's like the journey of a podcast. Yeah. Like it's just we're all for you, and then it takes all for us.
You know what? In order to deliver this podcast to you every week, we do need to bring on. Like, oh wait, what?
We just realized
what happened, dude. So like if you're like, hey, this person is 100% my therapist in essence, say, why do you do that? I go, it's to protect myself.
Mm.
It's protect myself because I can't, if someone is like just, if someone does something for me that's just sincere and kind, I go, there's no way.
Really?
There's no way. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Not in a good way. Not in a good
yeah,
way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, because then I go, oh, this person just must sincerely love me and care about me and want for my happiness.
Yeah.
And then I find out, and I can't let myself do that again.
Like they betray you or they want something?
They go, oh, you like invited me over for dinner. And then they give me like, hey, by the way, we're selling these timeshares. You go, oh, shoot.
Got it.
You got me.
Does it typically go that way for you?
No. But it has in the past, and especially yeah. like in my childhood.
But the majority, though, no.
No, dude. And it would be better to live like my, we were down on Broadway, and this cop, like, was talking to my girlfriend, and he's like, I'm, are you in the news? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to, like, get your number because, like, I have, like, news stories mm-hmm. that I can, like, and I go,
yeah.
Of course, dude.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. What I go, and she's like, well, like, she's new to town. She needs, like, contacts.
Yeah.
And she goes, this guy's like, and I go, mm-hmm. no. And I go, and then she goes, he gave her a lead for a story that was an unbelievable story.
Nice.
And it was good.
Incredible.
And I go, yeah, but...
Like, how many good stories would he have to bring her for you to finally be like,
Yeah,
okay. But what, he's a nice guy.
Well, it turns out he likes to be connected in the city.
Yeah.
And he used to have a contact in the news that moved.
Ah. So this is like his thing.
So then I go, ah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good. Y'all go to dinner together. You know what I'm saying?
Jimin?
Yeah, Jimin. Jimin? You go to everything.
Yeah.
And then you find out somebody, like you find out their motives are like, that might be sincere, might not be. He just wants to be connected. And you go,
right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I go about it the complete opposite way. I will give you the benefit of the doubt until you prove to me that I shouldn't trust you.
That your way is better.
Let
me come over to your side.
Come on through, bro.
It's plenty nice of room over there.
But that said, like, I have also gotten burned with that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, not in massive ways that like I couldn't come back from or whatever.
Yeah.
But like
it's every once in a while,
it's a less stressful way to approach it, I think. And the vast majority of people, I think, do have good intentions, or at least in my experience.
Every once in a while, you get Nelk boys. They Nelk you, bro.
Nelked.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what they're, I know they have like an issue with each other.
They just had some beef with both.
I like both of those guys, though.
It's a great show.
But we talked about, we'll get into the news here in a second, but what about the mini library people? Are they legit?
Right.
I've just come from therapy. I need to go out in the world and like be cynical and then come in here and film. Like at some percent.
You need to be him.
Yeah, I need to go out and be like, ugh. And then I come in, I'm going to come in like in a month. Like, dude, I haven't been to therapy in like a month. And I'm like just burning everything.
Podcast down. Is ripping, doing like, 200K a week.
Like, hey, John, let's chill out on the therapy.
Do not see them anymore.
What percent of them is sincere?
I think it's hilarious you try to quantify it. Like, well, you try to put a number. Yeah. I think that's so funny.
Because my therapist is like, what if people are both?
They are, for spoiler.
Everybody, because I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, I wasn't going to psychoanalyze it that way and turn it back to you, but that's exactly what it is. It's like, if you're that, then so are they.
I like to go on the road, and I like to help people that are depressed.
Yep.
I like to do that.
Right. True. That is true.
Also, I like the bag.
That is also true.
Both are true.
Yes.
So, and that's everybody. Like, that's everybody.
Yeah.
Both are true.
I try to live by the motto that everybody is everybody and most people are most people.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you think that way and you feel that way, then most likely other people do as well.
Everybody's everybody.
Yeah.
But when I go, hey, look at this person being XYZ, and everybody else goes, same. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
But there's been times on this pod where I've gone hard and everybody goes, we don't necessarily feel that way.
Yeah.
We're not. And I go, and I've, if I ever err, it's on the side of going too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Always has.
Yep.
Early on when we did a premise about something and then, and I put it on my Instagram, and people go, "No,
oh,
remember
clip,
that?
Yeah, which clip was that?
Very early, on.
Super early.
And then it was—I think it was about women getting dressed or putting on makeup or something like that. But the other one from 2 weeks ago with the Ready, Set, Go with the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go, "I don't know, I like them.
Yep,
you know.
Yep.
And so you go, "Huh?
Yeah. But it's more fun to pick a side, though."
Yeah,
like that's what's hard is like debates are fun.
Yeah, and that's what like for like when I go like my best video ever was Every Parent at Disney, and I just go, you see the commercials and everybody's like like licking ice cream cone. I go, that's not how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there and I was just an angry dad, like kids get your and like I'm gonna get in the air conditioning. This place is miserable, and everybody goes, oh my goodness, thank you.
Yep,
and it was like 50 million.
Yep,
so you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go, I think I am, but then sometimes people go, yeah, not totally.
Yeah.
And that's like the your own journey, I guess.
Yeah, that's life. Like, I think that's just what it is. It'll always be that.
And sometimes,
that's not to say you still can't have fun. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and you still can't crush people and ruin their dreams. Anyway,
right, for sure, yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Anyway, my therapist is like texting me right now. He's like, hey, remember what we talked about? Wish I had my therapist that call. Wish I have him call in.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll call in every once in
do
a while.
Do a full phone-in session.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you guys, I saw y'all's Halloween costumes.
What'd you think?
To 10 out of 10.
Okay.
The commitment.
That's
I respect.
Big. I appreciate that.
You got to respect the commitment.
Yep.
All the way in. Did you go in, Andrew?
Andrew went in.
I was a part of
Yeah, respect. He's nice. He's deep in Formula One. Andrew's gone. We've lost him to Formula One.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I went to my buddies with all their kids and we walked around the neighborhood.
Nice.
First of all, he moved in his neighborhood down in like Spring Hill.
Cool.
Not down in Spring Hill, but down in like down where they have like track neighborhoods.
Yep.
You know what that means? Mm-hmm. Like around here, they're not really like you go in, you're like, oh, we're in the neighborhood now.
Yeah.
And then there's like the road and there's like.
Like a full subdivision.
Like a sub. Yeah. Sorry. Gated subdivision. Yeah. Yeah. All yeah.
That. Yeah.
He has like a four. They have those down there. Mm-hmm. They don't really have them around here.
No. There's no room.
There's no room. And then the houses where they do have them, like Franklin, they're big.
Yeah.
Like the houses are.
The closest one is probably like Governor's Club in Brentwood.
These places were close. Mm-hmm. There's minimal yards and just.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, they moved in there 2 months ago. He's like, I've just heard that like this is the place for trick-or-treating.
Wow.
He goes, this is a trick-or-treating neighborhood.
They got the big candy bars, the king size?
It's first of all, what do you need for a nice trick-or-treating neighborhood? You need affluence.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes, follow the money.
Number one, you need, all right, because did you drive to another neighborhood?
As I got a little bit older, yeah.
Yeah, you started to game the system.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you need? You need
sidewalks.
You need sidewalks. You need houses. You can't be losing time with yards,
right,
and driveways.
Right.
It needs to be a rich neighborhood, but not too rich where the houses are
too far
separated. You got to walk up a driveway.
That's smart.
You need a subdivision.
Yep.
Upper, I would say, not too rich. You need upper
middle class.
250K.
Lower upper class.
You need about 100. You need about 100. Nah, more than 100. You need about 250.
Yeah.
250K.
Yeah.
House is about $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of my buddy's best, his daughter was wearing like a jumbo, like a blow up. And she like, they did one circle and it was too slow. She had to, and so she switched it out for a soccer jersey. So
smart.
She could, yeah.
Wow.
Got to get more candy.
That's a vet move.
Yeah. Vet move.
Very nice.
You got to be coming up there quick. And everybody in this neighborhood, they just sit out on the porch. They just sit there.
Perfect.
And have a...
So you're not even wasting time knocking on the door, waiting
and
for...
And this neighborhood was packed. More people than live in the neighborhood.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, they went in there.
I went as emo, and a filmmaker friend of mine out in LA DM'd me and was like, my culture is not your costume.
Oh, hilarious. He's joking.
Yes, he's joking.
Yeah, funny. Which is what we... well, let's get into the news. You want to?
Yeah, let's get into something.
I'm trying to think about... Oh, I went to the race. Went to the race on Saturday. That's why I'm wearing this hat.
Yep.
I woke up this morning. I go, where was I? Because I know I have some merch that I bought from somewhere.
Mm.
This is the All-American 400.
Sweet.
We placed 20th, by the way. We didn't have a good race. But
20 out of how many?
Out of 35.
Okay. Yeah. Middle of the pack.
We'll be back in there. Four sponsors.
Speaking of, this is a nice segue.
Here we go.
With news, but also Halloween stuff.
Oh, all right. So everybody's doing these. I've seen a million of these. If you're listening, these costume packets.
Yeah.
And then they put something on it. This one says, you want to read it?
Yeah, it says climate change activist comes with super glue, soup, bad haircut, does not include good parents, decency, or ability to change minds.
Okay. Perfect to what were we talking about? Go back to the other one. Oh, that one's hilarious. Does not include good parents. I love this so much because I go, yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I go, I never heard, like for the protesting, I never heard it. We verbalized it, I feel like, early.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't the first. There's obviously a million people. We were criticizing that all the way back in the NBA last season.
Yeah.
When those protesters got, this is absurd.
Right.
And now, everybody makes fun of it.
Right.
Like, and when he says, does not include decency, I go, there's a lot of people trying to watch the game. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Does not include good parents. Forgive your parents. I've said that.
Yep.
So back to what my therapist goes, when I see this, I go, thank you.
Yes.
And go to the Joe Rogan one. Was the Joe Rogan one in there? Also funny. It was. I think it's another link that I sent you.
Yeah.
Where Joe Rogan posted the Instagram of somebody protesting. And what is his caption?
He posted a screenshot of the guys that were protesting at the Porsche.
We talked about last week.
Place, yeah. Yep. And so his caption was, these dopes probably just wanted to meet the girls that threw soup on the Van Gogh.
Stellar. So he goes, I go, this is like a voice that is like obviously much bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, thank you.
Yeah.
This validates me.
Yes.
This makes me feel, and read some of those comments. They're like just the wild, like
climate issues solved immediately.
That's hilarious. We said that. I go, what? Yeah, we said that. That's a product of baby making, COVID baby making. I don't get that.
I don't get that one either.
You know me, Park. Yeah. Been saying everyone who glues themselves. Read that one.
Been saying everyone who glues themselves to whatever should get more glue and left there. Best news I've seen this week.
We've been saying that.
Yeah. Just leave them.
Just leave them.
Yeah.
And I think other people are helped by this podcast
mm-hmm.
when we say it and they go, yeah, I've been thinking that.
Mm-hmm. This is how you deal with misbehaving spoiled children.
Leave them there.
Just leave them.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Just stellar.
Look at what you did to yourself.
Yeah. At least they're standing up for what they believe in. Easy to make fun. Okay.
No.
What's it say?
At least they're standing up for what they believe in. Easy to make fun. Much harder to publicly embarrass yourself in the name of a cause. Yeah, but no, though. This is actually very easy to do. You just walk in there with some super glue and then put it on your hand and then sit down. That's very easy to do. You know what's hard to do?
Yeah.
Making change.
Making change. Yeah.
You know what this isn't doing? Yeah. Making change.
So if you're scrolling on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and you come to that comment.
Yeah.
And that's how the world kind of is what it is.
Because mm-hmm.
you come to that comment and you go, dismiss.
Yeah.
BS.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the ones that, like in TikTok, the ones that say what you thought about the video.
Yes.
Then they go, like.
Confirmation
bias. And how much did that top one, how much does that one have?
That one has 160 likes and 97 replies.
Okay. So people going, no. Yeah. I know what those replies are. People going, nah, I don't think so.
The first reply is no one is standing.
No.
They don't even know what they believe in.
Yeah.
That one says. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, dude, we're all just laughing at you. What are you talking about?
The
number one comment
is
that one that says climate issue is immediately solved. Yeah. Obviously sarcastic.
Meaning,
that one has 6,830 likes.
Yeah. So, and then Rogan's post itself has how many? Does it say on that?
341,338 likes.
So you go, all right. Well, we're on the good team.
The people have spoken.
Yeah, the people have spoken.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something that I've been like, because like in essence, if you're so committed to something, you'll take it to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're like. Hey, no one believes now. Like,
yep.
You're like, no, I don't think so. And the very first, the leader of it, of any kind of civil rights movement or change, the leader was the first guy.
Right.
That he goes, hey, we can't. Somebody, the first guy had to say, I don't think slavery is right.
Yeah.
Somebody had to.
Someone was first.
There's probably, the whole time, there's probably people again. There had to have been.
Yeah.
But somebody goes, hey. This is probably, we can't do this, right?
Yeah.
And then that started to get louder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started to say it because like we were, the things that I've whispered when I've gone, did I ever tell you about that country music award show I did? I've talked about it.
Yes.
And I just said the things out loud that you weren't ready to say out loud yet.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
I go, oh, I thought everyone was saying this.
Right. And they're like, we are, but like quietly to each other.
Yeah.
Not in public.
So that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Where you go, everybody goes, were you like embarrassed by that? I go, not in the least.
Mm-hmm.
It did not go well.
Right.
I go, not in the least. I'm trying to see if I can play one of those videos.
You have them? You have the full set?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just see if I can play one of them. I'm trying to think of who I sent one to. I must have definitely sent it to, this is going to be, let's see if I can find one. You got anything else in the news while I'm looking for this?
Yeah, we might as well hit a couple more protesters of the week.
Oh, go to the guy locally.
Locally?
Wasn't there a guy in Colorado or here?
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, which story was that?
Didn't it was about the circumcision.
Oh, the one that was sent to us.
Yeah, it's not in Nashville, was it?
No, it was in East Tennessee, though.
Yeah, what did they say?
Let me pull it up real quick.
This one was great. All right, so this is the first time we've had somebody on the street.
Yes.
This is direct source.
Field reporter.
A field reporter. This is not the news. This is not, this is just somebody putting it to us directly.
Yeah. This is from, I'll take his last name out. This is David E.
Okay.
He
protect
says,
him. We got to protect this
yes,
guy.
Of course.
Yeah, I got to.
Protect your sources.
Yep.
I thought you'd like this protest about protesting circumcision.
Yeah.
One sign that I didn't get a photo of said, quote, give me back my foreskin and, quote, it's not your mother's foreskin.
Stel- like in front of a Burger King.
Yeah, and we'll cut the photos in here.
In front of a Crystal.
Yeah.
In where is this?
This is looks like East Tennessee. There's an ETSU sign on the lawn.
ETSU. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. And what does that one say?
The sign says intact genitals are a human right.
Okay.
And the other one says circumcision tortures your son.
In front of a Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right. I don't know where to put this guy on the scale, Alex.
Do you think those guys are circumcised? That should be the first question.
First question.
Are you boys
super quick
circumcised?
And if you forgive your dad.
If so.
If it, yeah, yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
You okay? You are.
Good? Oh. You good? Do you remember it? Do you remember?
Wait, do you remember the trauma?
You don't. All right. Well, there's a Crystal right here. I'm going to go grab a burger.
I'm gonna get a bite. We can discuss this.
Grab a burger.
Over some sliders.
I would say that's just like a, that's Crystal's hit though. That's Crystal. There's that White Castle on Church Street. It's just, just gas. Yeah. Wait, I found one of the videos.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I want to see if I can play it.
I'm very confused. I walked out.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
I was told this was the Ryman. Hold on.
Is that Jackie?
Yeah.
Hey, and our outfits. Oh yeah, dude. You look amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, the coattails, it's a good look.
No, I'm not playing that. I don't even want to play him on this. Here we go.
The unreleased tapes.
Created the foundation for many successful careers.
Yeah.
We're proud to have a strong independent community here in Nashville, and everybody's gonna win an award tonight.
That's not it. Alright, here's a bit.
Oh, they're all here tonight. All, like 37 people are nominated tonight for an AIMP award, and I think it's amazing. Come on, one time, everybody, a round of applause.
37 also the amount of hard tickets Mickey Guyton can sell on the road.
The crowd, the ripple through the crowd.
They go, no,
oh
no.
Are we looking around like, are we allowed to
everybody
laugh?
Was,
can we laugh?
Yeah, they go,
is Mickey here? Can we laugh?
Yeah, no, you cannot. Yeah. And I was like, that's something that I've heard in the small circles.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Everywhere. And I go, oh, maybe I can say this in the big circle. And they go, no, you can't. I go, oh, okay.
Some things just are not meant for a microphone.
But it's going to come into the big circle.
Yep.
That's what comedy is.
Yeah.
It's going to come like Cat Williams in the Pimp Chronicles in when it came out in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if you listen to it, he goes off on Michael Jackson toward the end of it, just goes off on him. And the African-American community had to that point had not been critical of Michael Jackson.
Mm.
He was their guy. And he goes, no more. And you could hear, the crowd is the same.
Interesting.
And everybody goes, and he made note of it. He goes, I can't believe you're up there saying this, bro. We do, and we've kind of, you know, Michael Jackson is, you know, with the skin color, with the adoption and the guys, he goes, but no one said it
right
out loud.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, sometimes those when it's done well, like Ricky Gervais at the Grammys or whatever.
Yeah.
When it's done well,
yep.
Mine just was that it was like they go, "Hey, here's everybody. Here's you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's like don't just kind of meet in the middle a little."
Yeah.
I said like one of my jokes it did not work well. You know, Compassion International. The sponsor kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, this is one of those jokes that like I think is going to crush in my show, but it doesn't work. I go, over COVID, I had to call and like drop my, I didn't have any money. So I had to cancel my child. Like I had to, like not cancel, I had to call and say I can't sponsor him anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any money.
Right.
So I go, hey, like, you know, COVID's been tough on me. I lost my job. I haven't been able to tour. And they go, you can't They go, don't, you can't emotionally manipulate me into dropping your compassion child. And my joke is, I was like, well, you emotionally manipulated me into sponsoring him.
Right. In the first place.
Yeah. And everybody goes, they just go, dude, John, we love you. We do. We love you. But we cannot, dude. We can't.
Yeah.
But I had a joke.
I think that's hilarious, by the way.
I do too. Yeah. And I like Compassion. I think they've done a lot of great work. For sure. They're the biggest nonprofit. And a lot of people over there are my friends.
Yeah.
But I, like, 3 years ago, I had a joke. It's on my special that's going to come out in a month.
Nice.
It's on my special where I go, you know Tom's Shoes, where you buy a pair and give one to someone in need?
Yep.
I go, my first thought when I saw those shoes, I go, what if you have to return a pair? and a white guy in a suit's got to go down to Guatemala. Like, sorry, buddy, we need these back. Oh, God. Like, Carol got the wrong size heels. We need these back.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, that was too far. And now on my special that's coming out in a month, it's the first joke.
Good.
So does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, that's why the too soon thing is always for comics.
Yes.
Because it's going to get there.
Yes.
We were just out in front of it too far.
Right. That's somebody had to wander out onto the ice first.
To fall on the stage.
Just to see. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they go, oh, that's the, and then everybody goes, and then everybody goes, we'll adjust our jokes based on, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make after a shooting, it's like,
but someone's got to be first.
Someone, but I've made like 9/11 jokes now, but not like referencing it.
Yeah.
At the beginning, you couldn't even,
do not touch that.
Say the word.
It's radioactive.
Yeah. And now it's like, you can make again, not in against the situation. You're like being respectful, but you can make light of it.
Yeah.
Is all. Yeah. Yeah. So, gosh, I get to just like, yeah, when you're out front and people go, same, it's nothing better.
Oh, yeah,
there's
dude.
Nothing better.
You were first and everyone's riding
you
with
you? You were first.
Yeah.
And like we weren't first to the protesting, obviously.
Right.
But we were out front in condemning it.
Yep.
At least in the modern, it's been going on for years.
Of course.
But we're not saying we're bigger than we are.
Did you see this other one?
What?
So this is this Just Stop Oil movement is who's been doing all of these.
And no one knows what that is, by the way.
Yeah, and also you can't just stop oil.
Also,
do you know how long we've used oil?
All right, and every part of your day, guy that's saying just stop oil, every part of your day involves oil.
Yes.
Every piece of clothing you wear, every surface you walk on, every thing you put into your pot, every food, everything you've seen is there because of oil.
Right.
Unless there's a charcoal, they laid a charcoal engine from a train track back in the 1800s. Yeah. But yeah, continue.
Yeah. So this guy glued his head to a Vermeer painting. I don't know why he went with his head, but he did. And then he dumps tomatoes on his neck. His buddy's with him, so he's helping him out.
How do you feel?
Who said that?
That guy. His buddy.
He's stupid.
How do you feel when you see something beautiful?
Oh, okay.
And priceless being apparently destroyed before your eyes? And is that feeling when you see the planet being destroyed? This painting is protected by glass. It's just fine.
Shut up.
The future of our children is not protected. People in fuel poverty who need to choose between heating or eating are not protected.
Shut up.
So anyways, that's...
Wait.
That's his okay.
Move. First of all... What? It's just, first of all...
The guy is so awkwardly leaning over.
Also, okay, what we've gone through with every single one of these is there's no rehearsal. Because there can't be a rehearsal.
Right.
This is kind of like, it's like a, you know, when you go to like they always say, like when somebody's a criminal is coming in, like try to get them off the plan.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to go in here, we're going to go to the bank. Because once they're thrown off the plan, everything kind of goes haywire.
Right.
And then, because like, you could tell in all of them, hey, we're going to go in there, we're going to dump the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes, hey, the milk's not coming out very fast.
Right.
And you go, oh.
Yeah.
So put them on the ground.
Yeah.
Or
you like, know who they need? They need like they need Bill Belichick.
They have
like
to,
just the king of mid-game adjustments.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just, just like, okay, all right, plan's breaking down here.
Okay.
Fine. We got all these contingencies. Yeah. Here's where we're going to.
Mid-game adjustment. His head is not sticking.
Right.
You can tell that.
Right, yo, for sure.
So his head's not, so you go, oh, we didn't plan for a sweaty, this is the most stressful, you're bald.
Sweaty, yeah.
You're bald. This is the most stressful situation you've ever been in your life.
For sure.
You're like, all right, you probably practiced with, you couldn't practice with super, because you have to go to the hospital.
Right.
You can't practice. So you go, oh, I'm going to put this glue on my scalp,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to glue to glass.
Yep.
And you go, oh, it's not sticking.
Now what?
And then he kind of has to like hold it again. I go, dude, your head's not sticking.
Pull
it off.
I like how insecure the other guy who's speaking gets.
Yeah.
Because he realizes everyone's getting very upset.
Yeah.
And he says, it's protected by glass. It's we're not actually.
Yeah. That's everybody. But he has like everybody's gonna be like, yes.
Right.
But again, back to jokes. You're out front. You think everyone's gonna be following you?
Right.
You're leading the cause.
Yeah.
And they go, no, we're not with you. And you go,
where is everybody?
No, it's protected by glass. It's protected by glass. No, we're good. We're good. Everybody's like, you idiot.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
No, hold on. Wait. You're like, wait, somebody goes, so like, explain the tomato.
Right.
like.
I understand what the glass is. It's the protection that we lack.
And
the painting is earth.
I got it.
Cool.
The painting, how do you feel? But it's, got it. Now, where did the tomato soup come in?
What is that?
And he's like, I don't know. We saw the other ones.
Is that the oil?
We saw the other ones with the tomato soup, and we got to have tomato soup.
All the other people did food things.
And he didn't really, and they put it.
You didn't ask them.
They also screwed up because they put it on his shirt, and then he took the shirt off. He put it on the top shirt.
Right.
Yeah. Just like the other one where the kid had that big bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right. And you go, wait, what is this bag?
Right.
And it's like, you're like, I don't know. We didn't plan for like getting rid of the bag. On that, we didn't in the setup. We didn't play. There can't be any dress rehearsal.
You can't simulate combat.
Yeah, no, like, that's a perfect. You
know,
can't simulate,
like, you just
combat.
Can't.
That's the last thing I have to say about that last one is in church, they go the classic church line that people that have been like kind of like making fun of church culture for a while.
Yeah,
they go. You know, the Titans game.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, man, I was at the Titans game and 90,000 people were just celebrating, going nuts. The Titans scored a touchdown, cheering.
Mm.
What would it be like if we were like that for Jesus?
That's so good, Pastor.
And you go, like, that's an analogy. That's like not an analogy. That's a metaphor that's been going around church culture for, it's like, that's a hack joke.
Yeah.
It's like a hack premise.
Right.
Like, and that guy said, you see this, you see you're shocked by ruining this great art.
Right.
Why aren't you like that with the environment? That's what he said, right?
Yeah. So you're saying this guy should be a pastor.
Yeah. No, he probably is a pastor. Yeah. So they got to sit down to write the script.
Right.
There's got to be.
That, I will say. They definitely rehearsed that speech.
He was better at it.
Just like the original girl that we love, who really bodied this. I liked the speech
one?
A lot. They were on their knees like this with their hands behind them.
Bodied it. Yeah.
She killed that.
She crushed.
So the speech rehearsal has been nice.
And there's the speech rehearsal.
But once you get under the lights, though.
Yeah, what you say, there's no rehearsal.
Can't rehearse combat. You can't simulate combat like that.
Dang, dude. That's the truest thing I've heard about any protest.
Dude.
You can't rehearse combat.
You get under the lights, it's different, man.
Because you go in there like you freaking like Ocean's 11 it.
Right.
And you go, well, every 30 minutes,
yeah,
the guy comes around.
Right.
And then, so we're going to wait. And then at 31 minutes, we're like, well, he came at 20. And you go,
panic.
panic, yeah. dude, because now you don't know if he's coming back at 30 or if he's coming back at 50.
Right.
And then you, well, this throws off, but we're already in here.
Right.
We're already.
I'm already glued to the wall.
Yeah, I'm already kind of glued.
I'm already pretending to be glued to the wall.
I guess if everything goes according to plan, you're like same with the guys at the January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. It was not planned.
Right.
You could tell it wasn't planned because they didn't know what to do when they got in there.
Right.
They're like, right. Oh, what do we do?
We didn't think we'd get this far.
Yeah. If we,
now what?
We didn't think we'd get this far. I don't know. I got a Viking hat. Well, what are you doing with that? That's like, hey, my
here, take this picture. Take this picture.
Yeah. My best friend's daughter in game adjustment with the trick or treating.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yet. Yes.
In game adjustment.
Little Belichick.
Got to switch it up. Got to go faster. Got to put the running shoes on.
They're killing us with the speed. We need candy. To adjust.
We didn't think about this. Right. Bill Belichick is a great example. He goes, what about this?
Yeah.
And nobody, what about, hey, real quick, what about when you light your arm on fire, it hurts?
Yeah.
What? Where was he? Where was he?
Yeah.
Where was, hey, what if you chain yourself? What if you glue yourself? Where are you going to pee?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was, oh, we're actually glued here.
What if the poor staff just leaves us in the dark and turns the heat off?
Huh. It didn't go according to plan. That's going to be the title of this podcast. What is it?
What? Mid-game adjustments?
Mid-game adjustments. Mid-protest adjustments.
Yeah.
No, you can't protest. You can't game plan.
Did you see this one?
Stellar, what do we got?
Same movement, Just Stop Oil. This podcast not sponsored by Just Stop Oil.
Yeah.
But they went and spray painted this Rolex store orange.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of paint.
It's in the mall?
It's like on a corner.
Oh, it's outside.
Outside, yeah.
That's not spray paint, by the way.
No, I mean, it's like industrial paint.
Yeah. Is it? But it doesn't matter.
They have massive tanks that they're spraying out of.
I wish, and that's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
they just go, okay. And then the cops come.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make a scene. They just go, hey, walk off.
Yeah.
The window washing guy comes, 35 minutes.
Yep.
And they open at 9. It looks like they're closed. Is it? Go back to it. Watch
they
it
They do look like they're closed.
Looks closed. I don't know if it's closed. Oh, there's somebody in there. Looks like a worker.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? Is he coming to the wall? Oh, we don't have it covered. Let's see it again. What's funny about that is if I was that worker, I'd be like, maybe this is like the window disinfectant.
Yeah.
Like maybe this is the...
It looks like soap.
Yeah, maybe this is like they're just using green soap.
Yeah.
Because they're not like...
Orange.
Hey, does she have a... We're hearing audio because they're not saying anything, right?
They're not saying anything. No, they're just kind of politely spraying the windows.
Honestly, kind of respectful.
Kind of.
Very respectfully. Yeah.
And you think they came back later for a second coat?
Yeah, like, that probably comes off pretty easily.
I would think so.
And then they go, the window washer comes in like, by 9, did you close? No, we were open.
This is at 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, not open. Not open.
No.
Not open.
Yeah, no one's shopping at Rolex at 8 a.m.
Again, put your money where your mouth is. Go when it's open. Go during rush hour.
Yeah.
But you're like, you don't, like we've respected the people that have gone all the way in.
Yes.
Have we not?
Yes.
If you go all the way in, dude, how many of these are this the same girl?
Same girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's a 26-year-old environmental scientist from Glasgow.
Also, all of my boxes have been checked.
Yeah.
Except for she has normal colored hair.
Her quote is, there's no point in having jewel-encrusted watches when you're destined to be lost in floods and climate change is happening now. An energy crisis is happening now. I mean, I would make the argument that like we might as well enjoy some diamond encrusted watches.
That's what I'm
we're
saying.
Swept away by a flood. By your logic, I need that watch.
You DJ Khaled all the way to the end,
right?
Off the, you were going off the cliff.
Yeah, climate change. Well. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I've seen it in movies.
Yeah. Whenever
I heard about it.
Whenever someone says climate change, that's my cue to leave.
I just saw anytime I've seen somebody talk about climate change, I just walked away.
I heard about it. I heard it when I was a kid. I heard people talking about it. That would be my argument to go all out.
Yeah.
If the world is ending
in
20 years.
Yeah.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Go, like, might as well, like, savings account? Nah.
No.
Nah.
Drain that.
Work out to stay healthy? Nah. Fast food every meal.
Fast food and Rolex watches.
I'll tell you what, I'm ending my therapy session today. If it's over.
How much better can I really get in 20 years?
Nah, wrap it up.
Yeah. What'd you say before the pond, Andrew?
Yeah.
I'd
wrap my day up. What's the point? So these people are saying the same things. What's the point, right?
Yep.
Of having all these things. The art guy and the Rolex guy, they're saying the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the point of having them? Because it's all going to burn anyway. Fatalistic approach, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Not net positive approach.
That's a net negative. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But we'll say that guy cares about the environment some percent.
Yeah, I'm sure.
1%.
Let's get off the protests.
Yeah, it's too much.
Elon started at Twitter.
Why don't we start with this? Yeah. Okay. No, hold on. Read that email that guy sent us.
Okay.
About our boy. Because we said 3 weeks ago, we posted the uncancelable list.
We did.
Which performed very well.
Yeah.
We said all these people that were uncancelable and that read this email.
So this is from Adam S.
Come on, Adam.
He says, nice job on jinxing Kanye West on not getting canceled. You said he wouldn't allow himself to get canceled. Now he's already gotten dropped by Adidas for his anti-Semitic comments.
Signed a conservative dude. Yeah, boy's conservative. That's all the way back to his episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy's conservative. I mean, okay, did he get dropped from Adidas?
Yeah, he got dropped from everybody.
Wait, but like Yeezys are everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not making Yeezys anymore?
So I don't know who owns the rights to Yeezy and how that whole thing shakes out contractually, so Yeezy, but they dropped him.
Adidas dropped Kanye West?
Yeah. And so did...
Did they?
So did his... Because he has the sports agency, mm-hmm. Donda Sports.
Yep.
Some athletes over there dropped him as well.
Which, okay... I don't want to drop the name of this person because they probably don't want to be. But I was talking with a.
You can just say it's Kim.
Who?
You're talking about Kim, right?
Oh yeah. That they were saying Kanye West is all right. Kanye West, you're looking where on the chart he is too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things are, you would say this guy's a lunatic.
Right.
This guy's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying. He's like a prophet,
right.
Is what he's saying, okay? And a lot of the things he's saying, based on what happens to him, he is correct,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Everybody dropping him confirms what he is saying.
Right.
Yeah. Is it not?
No, it does.
Yeah, and it's, I was basically talking to a guy that is in a similar situation as, not me, but bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in this... game in the entertainment media game, right?
Yeah.
He's saying everything Kanye West is saying is true, and I just can't say it.
Wow.
Because I go, well, what do we? I would not like. I don't think. I don't even know what platform this podcast is on. But let's say besides that, it goes out on socials.
Yeah.
We could say something today that could get us taken off.
Yeah.
We could
for sure.
We could.
Yeah.
So you go, well, I don't want that.
Right.
So you kind of, if you're 100% authentic,
mm-hmm.
you're notched down two. I'm not going to say that. I don't want to get canceled. Mm-hmm. I don't want Spotify. I don't want YouTube to take us off.
Right.
Notch it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Then you go, well, we have advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to notch us down a little bit more.
Right.
Then you go, oh, we signed a, so there's no one that's untouchable.
If you need money, then you are automatically.
Because I go, all right, let's take all of my, remove all of my socials
mm-hmm.
for saying things that I think to be are true. Then
right.
I can't get the word out to come to my live show.
Right.
So then if you're a capitalist, if you're anything, you're in the system.
Yeah.
Everybody's in this system.
Right.
Is what Kanye West is saying.
Yeah, it's a game. Like, you have to play the game.
And you can't say...
If you want to make money from people, you have to play the game.
Yes. And also everyone is kind of playing it.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
I don't care if you live out in the woods and you're like, I'm off the grid. You are.
I think the game is human nature.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
As much as you can be like, now if you have a, I'm trying to think who could sponsor us, who could sponsor us that would like heavily influence our content.
Just Stop Oil.
If Just Stop Oil, yeah. Then we would go, we're not saying that.
Right.
Or let's say Zondervan, who published the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, there's a lot of Christian influencers. We would like to give you $1 million an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Our content would be different.
Yeah.
I'm just saying right now, our content would be different.
Yep.
Because that money feels good.
Yeah, who's keeping the lights on?
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but everybody is in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye West, he got canceled because he said some things critical of the, I'm even scared to say it.
He said some wild stuff.
Which, I know, he did.
We can leave it there.
Some of the stuff was out of pocket.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure, he got proven right or whatever. It's like, but now you can't make any change because your voice is dead.
Yeah, and that's
like,
what
nobody's that's ever. You're now radioactive, so no one's gonna take you seriously.
And that's what a lot of like politicians are similar,
because
they go, "Hey, this is what I believe about the homelessness in this city, but I can't say that,
right?
Because I want to get voted in,
right?
And if I don't get voted in, I can't do anything.
There you go.
So I want to end." This guy is arguing for the city council to maybe allocate this money here. I'm going to sign on his, hoping that he signs on mine.
Yep.
Be like, I don't believe in that. Or like, yeah, but if you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to say anything.
Well, and that's why nobody wins in those scenarios.
And that's what Kanye West is saying.
Yeah,
that's like, well, nobody, which is back to our original point at the beginning of this, is no one is 100% on the authentic, because he's saying, but that's also part of Kanye West's brand.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not?
To be loud
to
say things that other people won't.
If you go, Kanye West said that, I go, it lines up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know where Kanye West, I don't know where Kanye West is on its scale of where he's at in his personal life. I can't comment on that.
Yeah.
I can't. And I don't know that. And as someone who's struggled with my own, I don't even want to talk about that, but you got it. Yeah.
I hope he's well.
Yeah. I wish him well.
Yeah.
And I, it would be just from a societal standpoint, if you're not allowed to say, you should be allowed to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He should be allowed to say whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to deal with those consequences.
I agree.
Cause that's
that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But if you're not allowed to say it, like it would be to silence someone.
Mm-hmm.
It should be scary for everyone.
Yes.
It's scary for everyone. Now, if you're Adidas, you have to make that move.
Yeah.
Because you also got 80,000 employees.
They're also a German company.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, why didn't you say that at the beginning?
So they kind of got to distance themselves from recent history.
Speaking of adjusting mid-game, hey, Kanye. You know that brand that you with your shoes? They're German. Oh, shoot, dude. Well, Yoplait's not going anywhere. Yeah, Wrigley's gum is not going anywhere. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, mid-game adjustments.
That's it, man.
That's it. Mid-game adjustments. Freaking hilarious.
Speaking of people controlling platforms.
Yeah.
So Elon started at Twitter. He bought it for $44 billion.
Yeah.
And he started there this week.
Yeah.
Here's a quick little video of him walking in day one.
Oh, no.
He's carrying something.
A sink?
And it's a sink.
Oh, my. Dude.
And he said, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in.
Oh, with the sink? Come on, dude. No. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
Oh, what is, are we going back to dad jokes? Everybody's like, you know what? Everybody goes, you know, I could take some mean tweets if gas prices were still $3 or whatever. But you're like, Twitter is like, everybody's bullying each other. And now it's like, nah, we'll take the bullying. We'll take the vitriol if this is going to be the future.
Let that sink in.
I thought it was like a toilet. Like he was saying the Twitter is the toilet.
Nope. Just entering Twitter HQ. Let that sink in.
Wait, what?
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, why does he have that? Did no one ask?
Dude, I don't. I mean, maybe just for the bit.
It has to be.
Like, it looks
Elon
like
Musk is not carrying a sink.
Not for fun.
No, he hasn't carried anything in his life. He just bought Twitter for $44 billion. He's never carried something, dude. He's never carried his groceries. He's never carried a suit on a hanger.
Yeah.
He's never carried a bag. Other people are carrying it. Somebody else probably brushes his teeth.
A robot.
That is unbelievable.
And so anyways, he gets in there and he's cutting people loose left and right. Like dissolve the board.
Again, on brand.
Yep.
On
fired brand. All the executives.
Okay, on
like,
brand.
I think he cut like $120 million of essentially cap space.
Okay.
Just cut them.
It's worth $44 billion.
Yeah.
So that's a
quick round of layoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting with the heads of everything.
Yeah.
But people are pranking the journalists who are waiting outside. They're trolling them and pretending to be fired engineers and doing interviews outside of the building.
As trolls.
As fake, Twitter employees.
Unbelievable. I think I saw one of them where the guy, he had a box of like stuff, right?
Yes.
And he was standing outside. I just got laid off.
Yep.
And he was like some kind of like name that was like funny, but they didn't piece it together.
Yeah. They went by Daniel Johnson and Raul Ligma.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Put those two last names together. Do the math. Yeah. There's what's his name's listening?
Lucas.
Lucas is listening. Sorry, yeah. Lucas. Nah, he's listening with the parental supervision.
Of course.
He's going to, hey, go ask your dad in the morning, Lucas, downstairs, what that means.
Yeah.
All right.
And Elon saw the article, and Elon went and tweeted about it. He loved
it. Hilarious. Okay, because these guys, you go, you're scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, here we go with this. And then you go, oh, they're on our team.
Yeah.
And you go, yay! Let's go, dude. Right? Yeah.
Score one for the good guys.
Oh, they're with us. Yeah, they're with us. They're with us. And that's what a lot of my content, whether it be like NASCAR or Christianity, or go, nah, he's with us. He's on our team.
Yep.
You're like, oh. Or like, oh, he's making this joke about country music. He loves country music. He's on our team. Oh, all right. We love this guy.
Look at how disheveled they look.
This guy was, we'll invite this guy on the pod.
Yeah, dude.
But in sincerity, the worst.
What?
This guy.
What do you mean?
This guy in real life. If he's saying those things, if this is a real person.
Oh.
The person he's making fun of.
Yeah.
Is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one on Twitter that I saw. Is like the guy with the crying. He goes, I've given my life to silence men like Donald Trump and Andrew Tate, and now I'm fired. And he's crying. And here we go. Oh.
Well, like, that isn't that the whole problem with, like, Twitter? Isn't that everybody's complaint? Is that, like, that's the person who's, like, the gatekeeper to Twitter? He thinks he's a social justice warrior.
Yes.
In reality, it's like, you're an engineer. Code the thing.
Yeah.
You didn't dedicate your life to social justice. You are coding software.
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Coding software. And then you go, the guy got laid off and you go, what about this guy's family and kids?
Yeah, you're right. That's right too.
They can both be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can be annoying and needs to be fired, but also has a family.
Yeah, and I hope him and his family are doing well.
Yeah.
But also, I'm still going to make fun of that.
It's just tough. Back to my therapy session, it's just tough to live in the middle.
Yeah.
The absolutes is
in
better.
The gray. Yeah, in the gray area is hard.
It's
also not as fun.
Like to have a take on me when I got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It was like either burn this guy to the ground, never let him work again, take him off all social media. He should never have a platform. He should just volunteer the rest of his time at a soup kitchen and never be seen again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool take.
Mm-hmm.
Or everyone had a very extreme side.
Yep.
Or the extreme pro side.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle is just true and less clickbaity.
Yeah, nuance is not funny.
No. Either Taylor Swift is a brilliant, ingenuitive, creative, forward-thinking artist. Or I've seen a lot of takes that are like, hey, how long are we going to do this ex-boyfriend stuff?
Yeah.
And you go, huh? And that's, you don't want it. You want to be like, my side, thank you, mm-hmm. or against my side, hate them.
Yeah. Well, and we're kind of siding even with Kanye here and talking a little bit about media.
Like, yeah,
because at the end of the day, that's what those media outlets do is they pick a side and they say we're 100% here,
yeah,
or we're 100% there, because they know that in the nuance, there's no views.
And we're saying, I don't know where Kanye is in his personal life, but some of these things, I've heard some things that he said on like late night shows.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's very smart.
I think he's a genius.
And I also have heard some things he said that go, I'm not with that.
For sure.
And that should be you with everybody.
I would say the same thing about myself.
Yes.
There's certain things that I say that I'm like, oh, that's pretty intelligent. And then there's certain things I say that I'm like, I'm not even on board with what I just came up with.
Yeah, and I'm 10 minutes down the road. I don't even believe this anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
I was going through back through my, I have a story in my book about when I introduced Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
And I went, it's back in my Instagram.
Yeah.
I had to go back like 10 years to find it.
Yep.
And dude, the amount of cringeworthy posts that I had to scroll past, I go, oh, this is disgusting.
Like, I put that up.
And I didn't take anything down because it just is what it is. But I go, ugh.
Yeah.
But to give your, like, we talked about this before, like, political movement,
mm-hmm.
or Dave Ramsey, or UT football,
yep.
or your employer,
mm-hmm.
like, hopefully your employer you line up a lot with,
mm-hmm.
and if something crosses your moral value, like, I might have to leave here, but to give yourself all the way over to anything is, I think, worrisome.
And yeah, difficult
to give yourself all the way,
because mm-hmm.
that yeah to any movement or
mm-hmm.
you're like, yep,
yeah, you better be sure.
You better be sure. The climate change movement,
yeah,
y'all better be positive. Y'all better be net. What's the opposite? You better be gross positive.
Yeah,
you better be. Yeah, you better be gross. That's the opposite of the net.
Uh-huh.
The net is like we profited, but after all the expenses,
that's what we're left
there's
with.
There's positives and negatives, but on the net,
yeah.
gross is like you're way, like we made five.
It's before you make the deductions.
Yeah, says there's no deductions.
Right.
You better be all, yeah. Gross in the comedy show, we made $1 million. It cost us $900,000 in expenses. So the net positive is $100,000.
Right.
Gross is $1 million.
Right.
Yeah, gross positive.
A spinoff podcast.
Gross positive. Yeah. All right. What do we got next?
What else we got?
Let's get the hunk. Okay. Okay. We covered that. I was at Chick-fil-A and the guy goes, we were waiting in the line at Chick-fil-A where they call out your name.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back to like the, and he goes, Deontay. And then I'm the only one there. He goes, are you Deontay? I go, no, I'm not Deontay, dude. Like, I just started dying, dude.
It was Halloween. Were you in blackface or something?
I was like, that's where like the politically correct, like, it's gone. It's like too far. Like, you're like, hey, are you Ashley? I guess I know a guy named Ashley.
What's
like a? Are you Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
No, dude, I'm not Jessica. Like,
but no one looking behind you.
No one else was around to be like, to think that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But back to what we talked about at the beginning, if they go, are you Deontay? I go, no. But then if there was someone else that was around, I could have looked at them
mm-hmm.
and done like a,
right.
A thing.
Right.
Because you're like, this seems, you ever been there, like out in public and somebody, and you go, and you like somebody at the airport is doing, and you look
yes,
at another
dude,
guy.
I love that.
It's the best.
You become best friends immediately.
Because you just go.
Like you saw that too, right?
You look at him or somebody like, even somebody like trying to put their bag in that's not going to fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to fit in there.
Yep.
And you go. And then you look at someone else and go, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then you that bond.
We're in it together.
That's the top tier bond.
Yeah.
Or if you go, somebody else, somebody else look at this thing and see it the same way I do.
That's a top tier like look. Like best top looks tier. You can get is oh, like yeah, the 100%. Look of like, you seen this too? Yeah, I am yeah. seeing this too.
Top tier look.
Wild.
Which if you go, are you Deontay? And I go, what? And I start laughing. Mm-hmm. And then somebody next to me is not with me.
Yep.
And goes, honestly, I don't think there's anything funny about that. I go, I don't believe those people are true.
You think they're lying to themselves?
But
and
I'm the way I am. So I think everybody, but when I find someone else that's like me,
yeah.
You go, thank you.
Yeah.
Because this is insane.
Yeah.
Hey, are you Deontay? What? No, I'm not Deontay, dude. What's going on this week? I think we got, we're back. We've been off tour for 3 weeks.
Love that.
We're back on tour. All the tour dates. I got them right here. All these shows are crushing it, by the way.
Nice.
All the shows are, a lot of them are sold out. We are going to, West Palm Beach in 3 weeks. Huntsville. We just announced Huntsville, Alabama.
Nice.
You ever been down there?
Once.
Huntsville, Alabama, with the banjo on my knee. That's a different song. Bowling Green sold out at a second show. Cincinnati sold out at a second show. Saginaw, Michigan, Sagnasty. Indianapolis, Shipshawana added a second show. Grand Rapids, Albuquerque, El Paso. Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth added a second show. Fayetteville, Arkansas, nearing sold out. Cleveland, Mississippi, going on sale next week. Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Charlotte added a second show, Omaha, Nebraska, Clear Lake, Iowa, Kansas City.
Love it.
How about that?
Hey, before we get out of here,
yeah,
I did want to bring up one joke that I saw in a comment section.
Oh, let's go.
On our BTS clip.
Okay.
That people seem to think was hilarious, right, and we're still laughing about it.
Yeah.
The response to BTS going to war was, they're going to come home with BTSD.
Just top tier. Just
pissed we missed it.
I'm so mad I missed
it. It was right there.
BTSD.
BTSD, man. That's your boy Con B on TikTok.
Just stellar. Send that guy. We don't have any merch.
No.
But send that guy. That is just unreal. Your boy come home with, they're gonna come home with BTSD. Where is that on?
TikTok.
It has to be on TikTok, by the way. That's a TikTok comment.
Yeah.
And a lot of people liked it.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a great. Why didn't I think of that?
So funny, man.
That's right there.
We missed it.
That's like a lot of those jokes that you were like, oh. Yeah. Oh, stellar.
Like, that's the joke that you should make on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of funny people in our comment sections. They're good. We're reading them too, by the way.
Yeah, we read all the. Oh, I got an email. Let me read this one. I got an email from, no one seemed to fact check us on my American history.
I think we've been super accurate. That's why. I think we just haven't missed at all.
Dang.
Like when we were saying everything comes from America.
Yeah.
I think we bodied that.
We buy everything. Everybody goes, well, it does.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, because if that's like a new, like we've all been thinking about that our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then somebody goes, maybe not. All right. I got one fact check on it.
Go ahead.
Yo, John and Alex. My name is Jonathan. I love the pod. I've been following John for your whole career since my wife and I watched you perform with Tim Hawkins. Oh, okay. Long time ago, 2015. However, I got to correct you when you mentioned everything America and having the world, you alluded to the fact that we have the world, we gave the world the automobile, but the inventor of the auto was actually Carl Benz, Mercedes-Benz in 1855. Now, America could take credit for introducing the mass production.
That's right.
Of the vehicle.
Don't forget it.
Thanks to Henry Ford and the assembly line. Mm. So there's the net positive.
Yeah.
And I think that's what our history books say.
So we didn't invent the car, we just made it cool.
Yeah.
Which
that's like what's his name? Truett Cathy. We didn't invent chicken.
Mm.
Just the chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Truett Cathy, that's the leader of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
He claims to have invented
chicken on bread.
The chicken sandwich.
In what year?
Bro. Hold on. We got to debunk this.
And zero chance.
I'm the biggest Chick-fil-A. I spend the most money, dollar per dollar. I would spend more than anybody. Chick-fil-A invented. Chick-fil-A started. When was Chick-fil-A started? 1946.
It is believed that the first chicken sandwich was invented in 1946 when an Atlanta restaurant owner named Truett Cathy made an alternative to the popular hamburger. He placed a piece of boneless grilled chicken filet in a bun and named it Chick-fil-A.
Bro, you mean to tell me, why has no one ever fact-checked that?
I mean, there's no way nobody's ever put
And listen, I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The most. You go into any Chick-fil-A, we didn't invent chicken.
Yeah.
Also, presumptive. We figured that.
Yeah.
We assumed that you didn't invent. Yeah. No, we didn't invent. That's their slogan. Look up their slogan. Chick-fil-A slogan. We didn't. Chick-fil-A slogan.
Eat more chicken?
No, that's the old one. You know, we didn't invent. To just type in, we didn't invent chicken. Just a chicken sandwich. Yeah, yeah. We didn't invent, first of all. The trademark slogan, we didn't invent the chicken. Just the chicken. That's kind of tongue-in-cheek, right?
Yeah.
Because he's, that's a,
yeah.
At first, I like that.
Yeah,
he's,
I like
he's
that.
Being funny. He's being funny.
Yeah.
We didn't invent the chicken, obviously.
Yeah.
You didn't invent the chicken. Funny. Chicken. Just the chicken sandwich, dude? In what year?
1946.
How long has chicken been around? Since the dawn of time.
Right.
How long has bread been around?
Right.
Since the dawn of time. You're telling me Truett Cathy. Hold on, dude. Invented it.
Yeah.
That's like, where are we at? Where are we at? That no one like fact-checked of like, it's a story that I wasn't going to tell in this. I wasn't going to tell in this podcast because I don't want to embarrass the person.
Yeah.
But he told me a story about his home golf course.
Yeah.
As if like, I was like, has no one ever fact-checked? Like that's not, but ever all the members say this story.
Yeah.
And I go, Basically the story is, we were down at a golf course and they said, Tiger Woods was critical. Tiger Woods got a double bogey on this one hole, and then he was critical of the course, and then he goes, and he hasn't been back since.
Mm.
I go, but you don't think Tiger Woods doesn't know this course exists?
Yeah.
Like, you think Tiger Woods beating down the door of this to get, we got to get into this country? Like, but all y'all say this story? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All y'all in this group say this story that no one's been, like, if Tiger Woods wanted to play here, he could buy this course.
You would have adjusted the hole for him.
Yes, dude. You would have fixed everything to be like, is a Tiger Woods won't step foot. You're lucky to be playing here because Tiger Woods isn't even allowed to step. I go, oh, y'all just say this.
Yeah.
In this
circle. Is your propaganda.
And no, yes. This is your propaganda. Oh.
Yeah.
There we go. No, Truett Cathy invented the chicken sandwich. Hold on.
To work there, you have to swear on a Bible that he did actually invent the chicken sandwich.
Okay. But I think it's like the leader of something. He says something like, I think he's joking about the first part, right?
The chicken thing?
Yeah. We didn't invent, I mean, it's said.
Yeah. That's the joke.
We didn't invent the chicken, but I think he's serious about the second part.
I think he's serious about the second part too.
So he goes, like when people start coming to this, I bet he was the first person to sell it. No, probably not even that. Like he's like the Henry Ford of chicken sandwich. All right, we'll give him that.
Yeah.
He's the Henry Ford.
Okay, cool.
Of chicken sandwiches.
I like that.
Yeah. But to say he invented, like there wasn't some guy, even before like fast food existed,
mm-hmm.
like diners existed, there was a guy that like, he's like, hey, go over to like, go down the street. Greg's got this, like, have you ever, this guy put chicken on a sandwich. It's unbelievable. It's chicken sandwich. I never heard of it. Truett Cathy. And so he probably said that like, I didn't invent chicken, just chicken sandwich. And then everybody goes, the cult goes, we'll take it from here.
Yes,
goes,
we got
let's
it.
Put it on the building. You're like, yep. No. I didn't. He's like, well, let's go. It's, and now I think they're, if that's not the slogan now, they might be trying to get away from that.
Yeah. Think about how long bread has existed and then think about how long chicken has existed.
Yes.
And then tell me nobody's ever put chicken on bread.
And listen, I've said, let me say it another time. I love Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Two things can be true.
Dude.
We can love Chick-fil-A and they can be a great establishment, but also
you didn't invent there's the no chicken way sandwich. You invented that. Yeah, what? But no one is ever like, wait, what? Hold on, what? Like everybody just
that might be the most egregious claim.
That's the wildest ever. Thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, that's worse than like Al Gore saying he invented the internet.
I think there's also something to just being the first guy to claim that you did something.
Yeah.
Because if nobody's claimed it,
yeah,
who's going to rival you on it? Who has stood up and said, no, you didn't. I did. Well, the for real person that invented it is dead.
Is dead.
Dead a thousand years ago.
That's not really a take that's going to get you going on Twitter.
No.
Actually, I invented it.
Yeah.
They were like, I doubt it, dude. If I was guessing, the guy that has franchises all over America and the guy that like... Or a guy on Twitter, I go, I bet True Cathy did.
Yeah. Oh, the guy that sold $1 trillion
of
them?
Invented it.
He's probably the guy.
Invented chicken sandwich is the wildest take I've ever. Oh, that's unbelievable, dude. Yeah, McDonald's together. We didn't invent it. We do. That's not even like if you like, you know, if you ever seen those like invent help commercials? Like you're watching TV late at night. It's like you have an invention.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like a guy cut.
Caveman guy yeah, making the stone.
Making
yeah.
it, making a wheel.
Yeah.
If you submitted. if you submitted, hey, I got one.
You just said, hey, listen, hear me out. We first, take the chicken.
Yeah. You're like, hold on. Okay. First, well, what I had first was. This glue that would stick glass to a sweaty head. That one didn't work. But I'm back.
Early trials failed miserably.
It didn't work. What do you got now? Oh, he's back. What do you got now? We've already had your submission. Okay. Hear me out. So chicken, right? Uh-huh. And bread.
I'm listening.
Continue. What if? So you know a hamburger, right?
Yeah.
So a hamburger is two pieces of bread with meat.
Right.
What I would like to patent so no one else can do it. What I would like to patent, and they go, is a chicken sandwich. But I'm going to put a pickle, and so I'm going to butter the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us review your case.
We'll see what the council thinks.
We'll meet you back in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we've convened.
Immediate email before he leaves the office.
Yeah. You're like, well, here in 2 weeks. Oh, I got an email already.
He's not even in his car
yet. This doesn't qualify for patent.
It just says, nah.
Nah, Flair.
It just says, oh, you thought.
See, what we can't do is, if that's true, then like, Popeyes and like churches, they got like paying royalties
just to sell chicken sandwiches. Every time you make one at home, you have to pay homage. You go,
but what if you got the bread on the bottom and then the chicken breast and then no top?
Mm.
You go
open faced,
or chicken in a hot dog? You go, we gotta let them have it.
Chicken in a hot dog?
Like, oh, in a hot dog bun. You go, it's not a sandwich. So yeah,
right,
yeah. You're like just like our like. JB Hunt logo or the Hasbro shops. You go, ah, we can't. It's a hot dog. We can't do anything with it. Anyway, that's freaking hilarious, dude. We're going to get some pushback on that, I feel.
There's no way, though.
On the net, though.
Any pushback is just incorrect.
100%. On the net, though, that sandwich is undefeated.
Yeah.
It's absolutely undefeated. Net positive. Lucas, good night, buddy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.